Hey, what's up? This is Norm Adams, and you're listening to the Ultimate Underground Experience with Uncle Earl on KLED Live.
All right, all right, all right. How you doing? You're still hanging in there with Uncle Earl on this Digital Hollywood Content Summit series. Numero uno. I must say that I give thanks to Mr. Victor Harwood, who put this whole thing together, and he has been inviting Uncle Earl for the past 3 years, and I thank him so much. Next, we're going to be sitting down and becoming very up close and personal with a very special gentleman, Mr. Marty Schindler, and he is the CEO of a company called The Schindler Perspective. And now what they do is provide businesses with perspective to entertainment, technology, and emerging companies. We will be starting in on a conversation, and I hope you've had your notepads and pencils, because here comes a lot more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding for you. Here we go.
Kind of companies that we work with, entertainment and entertainment technology companies, it's got to have a good blend of creativity, good blend of technology, but it better have a business base of some sort. And they all got to be somewhat copacetic. Mm-hmm. They all got to be blending. Maybe not an equilateral triangle where they're all equal. Mm-hmm. But if you have a business that's too lopsided on any one of those three, including the business side, mm-hmm. you're going to be SOL.
SOL.
I'll explain that to one of you afterwards.
Okay. What is the Schindler Perspective?
Well, we are a husband and wife consulting team. I have that big four professional service firm background, the Coopers of PricewaterhouseCoopers. Mm-hmm. My wife has a background that includes the top five business school, mm-hmm. backed up with the experience at the companies that I've mentioned. So we work with a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of early stage companies, and even some larger, you know, corporations. Mm-hmm. And we do a variety of different things. It depends on what's needed, when, where, why, and how, if you will. We've done a lot of business planning. We do a lot of organizational analysis of companies, go in and helping them get from being small and entrepreneurial to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge for a lot of people and a lot of companies, because some of those entrepreneurs have worked in what I'll call the proverbial factory for a lot of years. And they decide that they've got a really smart idea for a product or service, mm-hmm. and they decide to start a company to do it. And since a lot of them are really smart people, the product or service becomes successful, the company starts to grow, mm-hmm. but that entrepreneur starts realizing there's an organization to run here, and all of a sudden, what used to be fun mm-hmm. has now become work.
Yes.
And that entrepreneur has to figure out what it is that he or she wants to do for the 40, 50, or 60 hours a week that he or she works. Mm-hmm. And we work with them to help figure that out. We help assess the strengths and weaknesses of the organization. Mm-hmm. And then we help write a roadmap for how that company can grow and get to the next level, how they can get a business infrastructure put in place mm-hmm. so that they can grow. They already know how to make a good product
or
a good service.
Now, how do you take care of it? How do you nurture it? That's the.
And we really understand the entrepreneur, and we understand how technology fits into where their business is. At one point or another, we've worked at almost every point on the value chain for entertainment and entertainment technology. So we know companies all along that chain, mm-hmm. how they work. Mm-hmm. We know companies adjacent to the ones we may be consulting with. Mm-hmm. But since we've worked on a lot of those businesses, we also know from a vertical point of view. We know the horizontal, mm-hmm. and we know the vertical of companies and businesses that intersect with that. So we're able to bring a lot of value mm-hmm. to those companies.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever work with companies that are competitors?
Not at the same time.
Okay.
And if we did, given our professional background, I have a CPA in my background, even though I don't practice, mm-hmm. I would not work with two companies competing against each other simultaneously. There have been times where a year or 2 years apart, mm-hmm. we may have done some work for companies that are competitors. They're usually aware of it. Mm-hmm. If not, we make them aware of it. You know, full disclosure, I think, is really important. We don't want to catch any of our clients right. by surprise because they're disclosing important confidential information
definitely,
to us. They're telling us things that, you know, behind closed doors that maybe their mm-hmm. employees don't know.
Exactly.
But if we don't hear it all, it's kind of like when you go to the doctor.
Right.
If you don't tell the doctor what's wrong, he can't fix it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to know that too. And in fact, the analogy is really good on Corolla because we try to help fix some of those people. Hmm. But at the end of the day, when the doctor says, go home and take 2 aspirin, if you don't do that, you're not going to get better.
Exactly.
And the same thing happens with some of the companies we deal with. More often than not, they've accepted and implemented a lot of our recommendations, but there's other times when they don't, and we think they should, mm-hmm. and that's up to them. You can only point people in the right direction.
What I'd like to know is, before you started the Schindler Perspective, mm-hmm. what was your other, did you have another goal or another, should I say, I don't know, business? Did you do something else before starting this?
Well, yeah, I mentioned I'd worked at
Besides business, I mean, like, say, for instance, did you have some hobby that you thought might be your passion that you were going to go for, and you said, no, I want to go to business instead?
Yes, it's the latter, you know. I have various hobbies. I like to ride my bicycle for exercise and get out and have some fun and just kind of clear my head a little bit. I had no intention to become a professional bicycle rider. And I told a friend of mine on the panel this morning that one of these days I'm going to learn how to change a flat tire. I showed up for the City of Angels ride a few weeks ago. It was going to be a 31-mile ride. I had my bicycle in my car at the police academy adjacent to Dodger Stadium. And I took the bicycle out of the car, and I did a couple of choice words.
Okay.
I had 2 flat tires, and I wish I knew how to change a flat tire. with my automobile, when I've got a flat tire, it's called AAA, and
they'll
come fix it.
Okay, that's me too. Hello, help me out. But have you ever been in the entertainment industry yourself? Or?
Well, you can tell that I try to be a comedian at times, and my wife and daughter think there's Daddy being funny again. But nevertheless, I've worked at studios, and I've worked at Lucasfilm and Industrial Light and Magic, and I helped Kodak start a visual effects company. But I've not been an entertainer. I've not been on screen. No, there are people who do that better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're good at doing that.
Right. And you do what you do.
Well, you know, I think we all need to know what we are good at, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Understand your own. Everyone needs to understand his or her own strengths and weaknesses.
Right.
And I think I understand mine.
All right. Now, is there something that you've picked up or gained from this experience here that you're going to take with you?
Here at Digital Hollywood?
Yes.
You know, one of the, besides what I learned from even some of my panels and the 2 panels I did today, some new information just based on the questions I asked. One of the really interesting panels was the crowd funding panel. And that's one where I thought was good because it's something that will enable the entrepreneur to raise limited amounts of money and be able to fund something that they would like to do.
Wow. Well, I thank you for taking this time with me. And is there something about the Schindler Perspective that we have not covered that you'd love the listeners to know?
We're very good at what we do. We're very responsive. And you can find us at ischindler.com. No C in Schindler. It's ischindler.com. And we always welcome inquiries. And I think that we can really add value to companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there are times, just like the doctor, when you go to the doctor and he or she will look at you and you describe a couple of symptoms. They can figure out what's wrong based on some limited information because they're professionals at what they do. And that's what we do as well.
And you have to help them help you.
Exactly.
You can't just go to someone and say, fix me.
We'll do what it takes to get the job done.
All right. Well, I thank you so much. And Uncle Earl might have a call on you as well.
Well, Uncle Earl, you've got my card, and you know how to reach me.
Yes.
And you know I respond.
All right. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a sit-down, in-depth moment with Mr. Marty Schindler of the Schindler Perspective. There'll be more right after this. Come on back.